This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace, or you're a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has never really had faith, and you're searching for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we will interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. Today's reading of the Word comes from the book of Colossians. We're going to share with you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17, and it goes like this. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And all of these virtues, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to hear the previous programs, or you can also visit WCHV.com as well. We have an email address now. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com, and we appreciate your comments. Please keep them coming, and we appreciate your encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks again for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services.
Vietnam Experience is a museum to honor our veterans. It's on Spring Hill Road in Ruckersville and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Affordable water testing and info about water quality and well and spring care and maintenance will be offered this month by Virginia Tech Extension Service. The Crozet Volunteer Fire Department Independence Day celebration will be July 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Crozet Park. The Earliesville Farmers Market is now open through mid-October, Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Buck Mountain Episcopal Church.
If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have Jeff Villio. Jeff is back with us. We had him on the program once before. We had such a good time. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I had to bring you back in. Jeff, of course, is the pastor at First Christian Church in Keswick. And it's funny, Jeff, I had this encounter with the book of Colossians, and we just read from that at the intro. And as I'm reading the book of Colossians, I'm like, gosh, that really reminds me of Jeff Villio. You just you're that guy. And again, I appreciate having you on the show. I love your story, and I love your willingness to just share Christ at all times.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back. There's so much that God does in our lives, doesn't He? That it's hard to keep track of it all.
I know.
But it blesses us each and every day and gets us through that day to the next one.
Goodness, God is so good, and I've said this on the show before, Jeff. Is I've been able to really experience that verse from the Old Testament, written by the prophet Jeremiah, Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. And then it goes on to say, His mercies are fresh each morning.
Amen.
And when you kind of live with that and you experience that, every day you kind of get up excited saying, what are we going to do today, God?
Amen. And this coming from a prophet that was called the weeping prophet.
Yeah.
Because no one listened to him as hard as he preached, as much as he had done, and tried to keep people out of trouble. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with them. They all had deaf ears to him. And yet, he has that attitude. What an example to all of us to be able to do that.
As we dig into the life of Jeremiah a little bit, you know, when he was had that period where he was lowered down into a cistern.
Yes.
You know, a pit. And I feel like sometimes when I'm reading about the prophet Jeremiah, I'm like, gee, I've been in that same pit. So I think he and I, you know, we have that in common.
Yeah.
But why don't you, for our listeners, tell us first, and then we're going to kind of dive into the Word. We're going to talk about a few different things. But tell us about your church, because you guys got a lot of really great things going on over at First Christian Church in Keswick.
We've been very blessed lately. We're on a theme this year that is all about brokenness. Each year God gives us a vision that we believe He wants us to follow. This past year God called us to be broken, and it's amazing, Jeff, when we announced that, when we talked about that as a congregation, everyone was kind of puzzled. Why would you say that we needed to be broken? And I'm saying, it's not me, this is from the Lord. And almost immediately we started seeing people coming to their knees, situations in their lives that they had never experienced before that was breaking them physically, emotionally, spiritually. We're taking people to their knees, and we just said, God's prepared us for this. He's got us in a place right now where He wants to see us broken. So we're right now ministering out of humility and brokenness, which is just exactly where Christ was. You know, he was the master of humility and brokenness.
And sometimes it seems like it would be hard to embrace the theme when you say, okay, we're going to go hard after the theme of humility. And that seems a little countercultural, because, you know, we've been raised to say, we're going hard after victory,
right?
Somewhere, and you'll know in God's word, I think it's in Peter's letter where he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and you will be exalted in due time.
Amen.
And so the wild thing as you get to know God's word is the path to go up is actually, you got to go down to go up.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, we as a country and as a church are concerned about our position in the community. It seems as though 50 years ago, people came to God's word, people came to the church, and people of God to look for answers. And yet, that wasn't happening anymore. It just kind of fell away. And now we see that God has put us in a position of humility so that we can minister to those people that no longer come to us. People see the church now as something different than what Christ designed it to be. So I believe that He had to take us to a place where we can literally minister, coming to a place where we're ministering from humility rather than authority.
And so in order to do that, sometimes it can be a little bit painful, but we have to come to the realization that, and your theme of brokenness, that, you know, if we try to do it ourselves, if it's a go-it-alone program, that's a crash-and-burn program.
Amen.
Oftentimes.
Amen.
But if you humble yourself and you kind of shed some skin, if you will, and you know, as Paul in his letter to the Colossians, he was saying, take off bitterness and take off rage and clothe yourself in humility and clothe yourself in love. Again, oftentimes hard to do, but when you ask God to come into that equation,
amen,
it's doable.
Amen. You know, funny, Jeff, it becomes simpler the more you go about it.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes easier when you go through it because you see God's hand in the midst of it, and you find that even more that way than maybe from a position of authority, that God seems to step in, or at least we recognize him mm-hmm. stepping in more, because we find ourselves unable to answer the questions,
mm-hmm.
unable to do what we need to do. And he finds us and says, here, let me show you how I'm going to get you through this. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. let me show you what I'm going to do.
And in James' letter, he talks about seeking wisdom. And, you know, anybody who needs wisdom, you need to go through the humility and humbleness of asking for it.
Amen.
And not thinking that we just have it or we can acquire
Amen.
It ourselves.
Amen.
But you're asking from another source, from
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Our theme this year for First Christian Church is we all need a basket.
Mm.
And we take that from the Gospel, Mark 6, where Jesus fed the 5,000.
Mm. Love it.
It said that with two fish and five loaves of bread, he fed over 5,000 people.
Mm.
What happens at the end, though, is sometimes overlooked, is that at the end of that story, that narrative, the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken bread.
Mm.
Where did the baskets come from?
Mm.
The baskets had to be provided by God as well,
mm-hmm.
and he filled them, one for each of the disciples, of his abundance, his love,
mm-hmm.
one for each of them that they had. What a lesson that is for each of us, that his abundance overflows, and he's got a basket for each of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I share with you my basket experience?
Amen.
So you've been so supportive in this radio ministry, and I really, when the opportunity presented itself, I really didn't know what I was doing, but I just wanted to be obedient because I really felt like I heard God saying, this is what, the door is open, and this is the way for you to basically share the gospel. And God said, I'm going to kind of use you to do this. Will you do it? And the answer was yes. And so I started going about doing the show, again, not really know what I was doing, but I like to interview really cool people like yourself. I've had some really awesome people on this program. But my basket experience kind of went like this when, you know, I was going through that period of, gee, what should I do, Lord? Are you sure you want me to do this? Because I'm not really qualified to get on the radio and talk about the gospel. And the message I got from the Lord was, bring me your two fish, which plays into the basket from the loaf of bread and the
mm-hmm.
two fish. So the confirmation, so I said, okay, Lord, I'll bring you my two fish and we'll do this show. And, if you want me to fold it after a couple of programs, I will. If you want me to keep going, I'll just leave it up to you. And so I get to live off of God, you know, I'm dependent on him that way, you know, yes or no, give
Amen.
Me a sign.
Amen.
And so long story short, my mother listens to this show faithfully every Sunday, and she got my father listening to the program. And so there, we know we have one radio on in Charlottesville this morning, okay? Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom and Dad, yeah.
and so what was really cool about that is my father was a World War II veteran, and they loved the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so listening to the radio is something that was kind of it's a little bit of a way of life for him. And so over time, he ended up getting other people on his floor at Westminster Canterbury listening to the show, because a lot of them can't leave the building.
Right.
So for just a few on the second floor at Westminster Canterbury, this is just a little touch of church for them.
Blessing.
They get a little bit of touch. And so when my mom told me that story, that they're listening and their neighbors at Westminster Canterbury, I was like, okay, Lord, I get it now. I kind of understand that whole – in essence, he was saying, if you just do it, you have no idea what I'll do with the word.
Amen.
You just walk and
That's
be
right.
obedient.
That's
and,
right.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about, but we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Jeff Villio, who is the lead pastor at First Christian Church in Keswick. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services.
Vietnam Experience is a museum to honor our veterans. It's on Spring Hill Road in Ruckersville and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Affordable water testing and info about water quality and well and spring care and maintenance will be offered this month by Virginia Tech Extension Service. The Crozet Volunteer Fire Department Independence Day celebration will be July 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Crozet Park. The Earliesville Farmers Market is now open through mid-October, Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Buck Mountain Episcopal Church.
If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney. Here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Jeff Villio. Jeff is back with us. He's been on the program once before. He's the lead pastor at First Christian Church out in Keswick, Virginia. Great guy. And Jeff, I want to ask you this question. This is one of my favorite questions because I just never know where it's going to go. But would you be willing to share with our listeners a time in your life where you really had to rely on your faith to get through a difficult situation or difficult season in your life? Is there something that kind of immediately comes to mind for that?
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, thank you for asking that. About 2 years ago, my walk with Christ had seemed as though it had just reached a plateau. Just hadn't fallen away, but just was not feeling what that fresh wind, fresh fire feeling. Mm-hmm. You know how what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And I had been praying for almost a year that, God, would you show me something that I can do to stoke the fire again? And he had put on my heart about missions, that there was a place that he wanted me to go, but he hadn't quite revealed it to me yet. And I continued to pray and continued to ask and just kind of went through as best I could. And one day, out of the clear blue sky, imagine that, in walks a missionary from Albania, a pastor. And this particular pastor said, hey, you know, I'm here. You all support me as a church. And would you allow me to speak to whomever, Sunday school class? We happened to have a group of folks there. And his name was Arian Costa. We said, Arian, come on in. And he spoke broken English, but I listened to his story. And I knew immediately when he began to speak that this is who God had connected me with. In a very short time, I said, I'd like to come and see you. Would you allow me to come to Albania?
Wow.
And you know, just to get filled, would you allow me to be a part of your ministry for a week? Absolutely, come on. And he... Within 6 months, I was there in Albania, in the midst of their winters, and experienced something that I really needed and just didn't see coming. Albania, a very poor country, not a lot of people have a lot of money, and it's very common, very blue collar, a lot of poverty there.
Can you put it on the map for me? Where is Albania?
Just across the sea from Italy.
Okay, gotcha.
So, Albania actually went through a split, a war between themselves, and the United States stepped in and kind of helped that get reconciled. Anyway, during my week while I was there, I saw a lot of poverty, a lot of broken people. Everywhere I went and every home that I went to, somebody gave me something. Whether it was they were digging cookies out of the cabinet, whether it was a pair of socks, somebody actually gave me a pair of socks. But their whole mentality was, we're going to give, and we're going to give from our poverty. And I spent that week there, and I'm just thinking, my goodness, we've been blessed, I've been blessed with so much. And yet my mindset is nowhere near theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me a lesson that I hold through to today.
Mm.
My goodness, give it away.
Yes.
It's not ours,
mm-hmm.
not ours at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Psalm 24 talks about the world, the earth, and everything in it belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
So now, why shouldn't we act like
mm-hmm.
that? Why not just give it
mm-hmm.
as much as we can? Because it's not ours. And what does he expect us to do? Being stewards of whatever he blesses
mm-hmm.
us with. So that was a fresh, faithful walk for me.
I like it.
Oh, that just, you know, like I said, still rings true. And Ari and I are still friends as of today.
You know, I'm taken to the verse. I'm not sure which one it is, but Jesus says, freely you have received, freely you must give. Mm-hmm. And have you also noticed that sometimes the people who are living in poverty are so amazingly happy? And yet, here we are in our culture with our houses and our boats and
Amen.
Cars and
Amen.
RVs, and we're miserable.
Exactly.
Something's wrong with that.
I just went to a class, a Dave Ramsey class,
mm-hmm.
who talked about
yes.
financial, biblical financial principles.
My wife will really enjoy that you're talking Dave Ramsey on this show.
Oh,
she's a huge fan.
There you go, Financial Peace
mm-hmm.
University. They
yes.
have something called Momentum that takes a church through getting out of the bondage of debt.
Mm.
They did an exercise there that I thought illustrated exactly the way that we should be living. There was a class of about 160 people that I was in. They gave everybody a white envelope and told everybody, don't open up the envelope until we tell you it's okay. They said, in just a couple minutes, we're going to ask you to go to the back of the classroom for 3 minutes. What's inside the envelope, you can give or you can keep, doesn't matter. But the rules are you cannot decline when somebody gives you, and if somebody gives you something, you can't turn around and give it back to them.
Mm.
Said, so for 3 minutes, we want you to go to the back of the classroom. Open up your envelopes. Open up the envelope. There was $3 in every envelope. You go to the back of the room, and everybody for 3 minutes in a very confined space started to pass and give out, take, and you just for 3 minutes were allowing money to transfer your hands.
Mm.
When the 3 minutes were up, we went back to the seat, and the majority of people, two-thirds of the people didn't have any money left. So he said, so let's talk about what we saw and what we experienced back there.
Mm.
The first comment that came up said, it was fun.
Mm.
We were laughing and having a good time with it and giggling and, you know, just. He said, what was the second thing you noticed? It wasn't our money. We could do it. He said, now do you get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we give from a cheerful position?
Amen.
Rather than from, you know, a position that we think cost us something, not ours.
Well, and I love the guy in Albania who's giving you socks. You know, I don't have any money, I don't have any cookies, but how about a pair of socks? And I bet they could come in handy in Albania.
I've worn them.
Oh, Jeff Villio, one thing you and I probably agree on is God is up to something really good in Central Virginia, and I think it's specifically in Charlottesville, the greater Charlottesville region. I think God is really moving here, and I really sense a lot of people are digging in to God's Word and getting closer. I'm wondering what you are reading right now in God's Word. What has God put on your heart the last few days?
Mm. Good question. I'm in the book of Daniel.
Wow.
And we're at a place where Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. And he has this dream of this big, huge, gorgeous tree. And the tree reaches to the top of the sky. And the Bible says that everybody on earth can see this tree. That's how big it is. And it said it is full of beautiful leaves and has just an abundance of fruit. And all the animals and birds have come to either live underneath it or in it. And he says, then he hears a man of God coming and says, chop the tree down. And when you chop it down, I want you to shackle the stump that's left. But I want you to disperse the leaves. I want you to chase away the animals. And I want you to disperse the fruit. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, wakes up and he's afraid. And he calls all of his magicians and interpreters in, and they can't come up with what the meaning of the dream is. And finally goes to Daniel. He said, Daniel, you have to tell me. What does this all mean? And Daniel, after a while, comes back to him and says, oh, king, I wish this was about your enemy, but it's not.
Mm.
It's about you.
Mm.
And that what is going to happen to you is that your kingdom is going to be taken away from you. and that you're going to go live in the wilderness for 7 years because you don't understand who all of this belongs to. Mm-hmm. That the tree will be cut, but after 7 years, you'll be restored to your position. Mm. This goes on for a year. It never says whether Nebuchadnezzar repents or does not repent, but Daniel tells him to. 1 year after this event happens, Nebuchadnezzar is there and is looking over everything that he has and begins to speak with pride. Look at everything that I have. Look at what I've done to the glory of me. And the Bible says when those words were just leaving his lips, immediately something happened to Nebuchadnezzar. He became a wild animal, mm-hmm. and he was banished from his own kingdom, and his kingdom was taken away, and he had to go live with wild animals, with what the Bible says were feathers like that of an eagle. It was eating grass while the dew of heaven drenched him. And for 7 years he was like that, until finally he said when the time had come, God had given him back his sanity, and he understood and gave glory to God, because he knew and finally understood that it was not his at all.
Not his at all.
We know that story well. We know the principles behind it. And I think it's one of the most difficult things that we do to try to live by it.
Mm-hmm.
We cling to things so tightly.
We do. And this goes with your theme of brokenness. Sometimes you can go willingly, or sometimes, as I experienced, sometimes even out of your no fault of your own, you find yourself in a pit. And but it's during those times, like Nebuchadnezzar ended up finding out and meeting God during that time. I can say during my time in the pit. Was really, as hard as the time in the pit was, I can say, was really a learning and refining time.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
And although I believe I'm on the other side of it, it's nice to have that in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mm-hmm. trade it.
Amen. Nope.
You know?
It's a lesson well lived.
Yeah.
And it's something that we, when we get exposed to it, it hurts and it's suffering. Especially when it comes to people that we're close to.
Yeah.
We never want to give that up. And yet we have to understand that that's God.
Well, and that's where the Lord told me after I, was able to, with his hand, he helped me out of the pit, is he basically said is, don't waste your time. Don't make that a wasted time. In other words, share it with others, because as you and I have seen, and you're around a lot of people, oftentimes you're either having a mountaintop experience in life, or you're going through one
Amen.
Of those
right.
seasons in your life.
That's exactly right.
And so when you share it, you can provide some encouragement and help point the way for others.
Exactly. And I think that's what God wants us to do, right?
Yeah.
We can all become teachers, but we have to be students first.
Well, you're doing it, man. I tell you, and I really appreciate you being on this show. In our last minute or so, what kind of encouragement would you give to any of our listeners who maybe somebody's going through that tough time right now? If anybody's listening and this is either a season where they're being pruned or they have a loved one who is sick, you have any encouragement, any place to point them?
I do. In 1 John 3, he says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children, and that is what we are." And he uses exclamation points in that. That he wants us to be children, knowing that we're going to learn through our mistakes. And that's exactly how we're going to have to get through this, like children, depending upon a parent.
Mm. And what a great Father's Day message.
Amen.
Thank you, Jeff Villio, so much for being on this program. This is Everyday Faith Radio. I hope any of the fathers listening have a wonderful Father's Day. I want to say to my father, I love you. Thank you so much for being my dad. We'll see you guys next week on Everyday Faith Radio.